Pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. We all know, I guess, what it means to get lost in an unfamiliar place. GPS does help us in that regard, but I think one of the more terrifying things is not being lost in a familiar place, in an unfamiliar place, but being lost in a familiar place. I had the terrifying experiences with my dad, who as he aged started to have some memory issues. And he and my mom were visiting in Maryland. And he was still pretty good. He could carry on a conversation. We didn't think anything of leaving him. One day we told him we were all going to be going up to the church and we'd be gone for a couple of hours. Now, the church was a half a mile from the house. It was one of those hideously hot days in Maryland. We know nothing about it. Even though we complain about the heat here in Ephraim, we do not know what that's like. It was triple-digit heat with a code red air quality. That means you don't go out. You go from one air-conditioned place to another. My father had lung disease, so he had lung issues, so we told him, do not go outside. So we left. And about half hour after we left, he had forgotten where we were. So he went to look for us. In the blazing heat, he started to walk toward the church. He got about a block from the church and didn't remember why he had gotten out of the house. So he decided to walk back. In that blazing heat. Later we said, Daddy, what were you thinking? He said, well, I hid under trees. There weren't that many trees on that route. Fortunately, a couple saw him, picked him up, and he was able to tell them where I lived. We were horrified. We've heard the stories of people who wander from their homes and are never found again. And we told my mom, you can never, ever leave him alone. A few months later, they were back home in South Carolina, and I got a frantic call from my dad. And he said, your mother is gone. I said, what do you mean she's gone? He said, she got sick, and they took her away, and I don't know which hospital. So I hung up the phone and started calling every hospital in that area. Only to find that she hadn't been brought to the hospital, she had been brought to a doctor. She came home that evening and told me that Daddy had all the windows open and all the burners on. Being lost in a familiar place is probably more terrifying than being someplace strange and lost. And that was the situation we see today when we look at the scripture lesson. The people that Jesus was around were not people who were heathen. They were not Gentiles. They were not in an unfamiliar place. These were people who were lost, and they had had the same opportunities as the Pharisees. They had grown up with the teachings of the Torah. They knew all the precepts of their religion. It was something that was lived day in and day out, but somehow they were lost. Now, they weren't called the lost except by Jesus. The Pharisees called them dirty, rotten sinners. And they were not happy with Jesus because Jesus had welcomed them. And the word for welcome in that context was not welcome to our home. Welcome meant to open your arms in an embrace. And they were horrified. Because Jesus had taken these dirty, rotten sinners and he was eating a meal with them. And they were angry. But these were people who were lost. They were their own people. And so Jesus told them a story. He said, which one of you, If you had 99 sheep, now 99 sheep would mean you're very wealthy, but one got away, you had 100 altogether, one goes off, which one of you would go out and get that one sheep? And the answer was, none of them would. That's the cost of doing business. A dumb sheep wanders off, you're not going to leave 99 and risk that investment to go off to the one. But God does, because there's no one that's expendable in God's economy. And then he told them another story, the story of the woman. Now that they probably could relate to better because it was about money. And they said, which one of you, if you had 9 coins, one was lost, you had 10 altogether, 9 are there and one's lost, you sweep the house to find that one. Well, they could relate to that, except then the woman goes and throws a party, which meant she spent the money. Who would do that? God would, because no one is expendable. Because all of God's children, God wants to take care of. And anyone who has felt as if they're lost within a familiar place, where they're lost in the church, or they're lost, they've lost their way in life, God has a message to you. You are not expendable. And he seeks to find that one lost. But you know who was the most lost in that story? It was those Pharisees, the people who were so self-righteous that they couldn't see their own need. And here before them was the King of Life, the Lord of Glory, the Great I Am, was sitting right in front of them, and they missed his grace, they missed his mercy, they missed his peace. They were the most lost and didn't know it. On this anniversary of 9/11, there are many stories that we hear of people who were brave, people who went and took care of others, especially our first responders. But there was one story that I didn't know about, and it was about a young man. His name was Wells Crowther, and Wells was a financial person. He was a very promising young man. He was 24 years old, and he was working in the World Trade Center. He had a signature piece of clothing that he wore every single day, and that was a red bandana. You see, his dad had given him that bandana when he was 6 years old, and he loved his dad so much and felt so connected to dad that he wore that red bandana wherever he went. When he was in sporting events and had a helmet on, he put the red bandana under his helmet, so it was always with him. That became something everybody knew that knew him. They knew about the red bandana. Well, on 9/11, he was on the 104th floor of the South Tower, and when that plane hit, he raced down to the 78th floor, and he found people waiting for the elevators. These were the survivors. There were a few people there that had survived the plane's impact, and they were waiting, and he grabbed a hold of them and led them downstairs. He also got some fire extinguishers and started putting out fires. He had a red bandana, his red bandana around his nose to protect himself from the dust and the flames. After he led one group back, he went back up for another group of people. And someone from that group said, if he hadn't have gone up back up, we would have died. Because they were lost in that building. This building that they were so familiar with all the smoke and flames, they could not find their way out. And this young man led them. When he led the second group, he went back up. And by this time, the first responders were there. And he worked with them. He had called his mother after the plane hit to say, Mom, I'm okay. And then, of course, they found out that he was lost in the World Trade Center when the place came down. This young man lost his life. They didn't find his body till 6 months later. And his body was with a group of firefighters. He had stayed till the end. He was one who sought out the lost and save them. The parents didn't know anything about this until they started hearing stories that were published in newspapers about the man with the red bandana. And they said, that has to be our boy. The parents were so inspired that they've started a foundation that goes into high schools to teach young people character building education. This is the kind of love that God has for us, to seek out and to save the lost. We cannot understand that unless we have lost loved ones. When we love deeply, then we can understand the kind of passion that goes into rescuing the lost. If you've ever felt lost, you are not expendable. God loves you deeply. And if you're one that sits here today that has been found, there are so many who are lost, who have lost their way either by heartache or sorrow or anger or so many reasons that they are lost. And love compels us to find them. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful that you seek us daily, and that you are not willing that one of us loses our way. We ask that you would bring us back to your grace and your strength and your beauty, and that you would help us to find those who have lost their way and bring them back to your grace. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.